Stuart, before we look at the names that are in your squad, on a personal level, this is like a coaching utopia, isn't it? You get the chance to pick some of the best and most exciting talents, most of which you've known through your previous coaching career. You're into a tournament where, yes, results would be useful, but they're not imperative. It's about performance.
You do an exercise on the Level 5 coaching course, which is called You Are the England Coach. And it's a hypothetical exercise, and you've got to write this assignment. And you are given the task of picking your squad, designing your training for the week, and then obviously talk about your last team meeting, what you'd say. I really enjoyed the exercise when I did it on the Level 5, but fundamentally now I'm actually doing it. So, yes, it's a unique coaching challenge, but a great one, as you say. And it's a fantastic opportunity, personally. But actually, it's not about me at all, actually. It's actually about everyone else. And, you know, it's about getting the team back on track and selecting, as you say, a group of players who pretty much I know and trust. You know, I've coached them all, but I think people probably underestimate the number of players that have played in the Saxons. So to reconnect with them, and the best part of the job ultimately was driving home last night and making the phone calls to the guys who've been picked. So that was made it all worthwhile.
The biggest makeover is probably in that back line. That's where we ought to start. Gone are the likes of Happy, Flutie, Tindall, Kuwaito. You bring in Owen Farrell and Brad Barrett. Farrell is going to be in the spotlight now, and what a story it's been from last season at 19, being thrown in after Derek Hougaard got injured for Saracens, and here we are 18 months later on the brink of stepping out for the national team. It's quite a remarkable story. He's quite a remarkable man.
I agree on both counts. I think it's a remarkable story, given the fact that he came from, obviously, Wigan down to London with his dad, and he played the majority of his rugby career in rugby league. He's a very level-headed, very humble, very mature young man, and great credit should go to his parents for the way he's been brought up, to be perfectly honest. You know, I know them both pretty well, and you know, they deserve credit for Owen and the way he handles himself. I've got 100% confidence in his ability and his temperament. I think he's shown that for his club, and our trick is not to make this step too big. You know, it's a big step in anyone's mind. It's a big step in my mind. It's a big step in anyone. But if we make stepping into this environment something that's uncomfortable for him, or he feels daunted or intimidated by, then I think he probably won't get the best out of him. But, you know, I know him pretty well. His dad's coached him regularly. We'll hopefully make the environment relaxed, but equally, you know, so he can showcase his talent. And, you know, one of the things he's got in his armoury is temperament. You know, and I've no fears about, if he gets the opportunity, about his ability to deal with the occasion.
A reassuring factor then may be the men at 10 and 13, if he plays at 12, and you've got the option then of Hodgson and Barrett. How useful might it be tactically to have a club unit like 10, 12 and 13 in place?
Yeah, I think units are important in international teams. You wouldn't pick an international team based on club units, I don't believe. But if it happens to be that way, then ultimately that would be the ideal scenario. And I want to breed units for the international team that are unique. And the next three months really, it's actually about bedding in players with each other, understanding each other's running lines and nuances. I think that, you know, Brad playing there, or Brad being in the squad and Charlie being in the squad, will be comforting for Owen.
Look at the back man, the 15, and Ben Foden has obviously been in great form, but the form player in many people's eyes has been Mike Brown. He's really at the top of his game. He's named the Aviva Premiership Player of the Month for this last month, really pushing to start in that 15 shirt. And great to be picking from a position of strength.
Yeah, I've always believed in picking players on form, and he is on form. But form doesn't happen by accident. You know, he's gone away and worked on his game. He's had specialist support in terms of his speed development and kicking. He's competitive. And what that creates is, it means that Ben Foden has to play well, consistently well. And when you get that level of competition internally, then you really create high performance. Then you should really begin to soar as a group. And we want that in every position. So we want, you know, one player, two players in every position who are going hammer at tongue for selection. And ultimately our choice is to pick the right squad for the right game. But try and get that experience into them so that, you know, we've got 41 games to now. Next World Cup, we use that experience and build it in them, so that when that World Cup comes around, we've got 700, 800 caps in the squad and an average age of 28.